Vandalism. Makueni County Governor Mutula Kalonzo Jr. has said that people who vandalize vital government projects should be charged with economic crime as they cause untold suffering to the citizens. In this regard, Mutula asked the national government, through parliament, to come up with a law that will end this vice that has impacted negatively on Wenanchi after projects get vandalized. Mutula's statement follows a public outcry over vandalism of pipes and solar panels for several water projects by criminals who allegedly sell them away as scrap metal. "We want a resolution from the cabinet that when railway or water projects are vandalized, the people involved be charged with economic crime," said Mutula while addressing the media in Wote. "This issue is troubling because the lives of Wenanchi are disrupted whenever the infrastructure is vandalized," noted the governor. At the same time, the county boss recommended that requisite fees for licenses for scrap metal dealers be raised in an effort to reduce their numbers, which would by extension reduce the demand for scrap metal. According to him, this would end this vice that is rampant in Makueni County, as there won't be many places to sell the vandalized metal. "Licenses being given to those involved in selling scrap metal should be increased significantly to ensure only a few people can do this business. This will deter those vandalizing vital projects," he added.